Well, I presented ECOG 3204, which was a phase two trial in locally advanced rectal cancer that was looking at the combination of capecitabine and oxaliplatin and bevacizumab or Avastin with radiotherapy for locally advanced rectal cancer. And this was an update of some of the results, taking a look at the safety and also the pathologic complete response rate. And so what we found in that trial is that the combination of capecitabine, oxaliplatin, bevacizumab, capox, and bevacizumab with radiation therapy can be a challenge in terms of toxicity. In particular, we saw what looked to be an increase in postoperative wound healing. So not only in toxicity during treatment, but then also in recovery from surgery. And the pathologic complete response rate was really about the same as we've seen in prior studies with rectal cancer. So it was somewhat discouraging in the sense that we really saw increased toxicity and not increased efficacy. But I think it was an important trial in that it was a 50-some-odd patient study in a locally advanced rectal cancer done in the United States Cooperative Group System and ECOG with the idea of testing this strategy. Unfortunately, it didn't seem to pan out. It seems unlikely that this combination will move forward. On the other hand, we acknowledged in the poster that we don't yet have recurrence-free and overall survival data, so we're going to have to wait for that.